Youth Vote's goal is to encourage young voters to become educated and informed in politics at both the state and national level. We've recognized how overwhelming and difficult it is for teens to find unbiased opinions in politics.
That's why every election year, Youth Vote holds forums for candidates where students are able to learn and form their own opinions. On top of that, we also hold a mock election where students from grades 5th through 12th can vote on the candidates running that year and important ballot measures.
This year, we decided to take a little bit of a different approach and included a ballot measure on top of a poll. In the poll, we asked youth whether or not they feel like they're being heard in our community.
The question we eventually decided on was, have you ever been invited to participate in the decision-making process for a community issue that impacted you directly?
Haley and I have become passionate about this subject because of all the organizations that we are a part of. I personally am the student representative on the school board, involved in the student government at my high school, and on the youth vote planning team.
And I myself am the student advisory board president for our district, have been involved in my school's student government for the past 4 years, and have been participating on the youth vote planning team, and a former Alaska Association of Student Governments executive board member as the Alaska School and Activities student representative.
So being involved in all of these youth-run programs, we've seen firsthand that with a lot of the ideas, projects, and initiative that we put forward, we aren't always listened to.
Emma and I have really wanted to call attention to that because even in the organizations we are already a part of, we can feel as if our voice really doesn't matter. And so we can only imagine how other students who may not have all these other student organizations as outlets for their voice could feel.
When we started doing research for our poll, we came across a statistic that 46% of millennials who could vote in the last presidential election voted. Our generations are the future, and the only way to increase low voter turnout is to make sure that students understand that their voice is powerful and that it matters.
This is bigger than just the election. This problem affects more than just our generation's voter turnout. It affects us as leaders in general, and with us feeling like our voice doesn't matter, we can't really make an impact on our world.
Haley and I would just like to encourage all youth who are listening to this broadcast to get out and to vote and to be involved, because your voice does matter, and you are the leaders of this generation.